Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Napa Valley at the Silverado Club at the Bridgeway Interactive meeting, and I'm with Bob Burton, Vice President with Southwestern. Bob, how you doing?
Doing great. Great to see you again, Kemp.
It's good. It's good to be with you. We spent a lot of time together when you were Vice President of Marketing for Tuftex. I think you spent 19 years at Tuftex, and now you've been 2 years at Southwestern, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So what precipitated the move to Southwestern?
You know, it was a number of things. Really circled around family, opportunity to get back to Texas, where I'm from. And Bill and I have been friends for almost 20 years, and the business was growing, and he needed some additional help. And so Shaw was a great experience. Tuftex was a great experience, and it was just seemed like the right time.
You know, the more time you spend in this business, the more you see where a lot of times the people on the supply side end up working for people downstream, don't they?
That's correct. You know, and I think there's definitely a long learning curve to the installation side, and I've experienced that over the last 2 years, but I thought I brought a little bit of value to the organization leading such a large sales organization at Tuftex that it helped as Southwestern was growing. It was just one of those things that you kind of learn by the structure we had at Shaw and try to apply a little bit of it to a smaller business.
Yeah. All right, so you're in what part of Texas?
We're in Dallas-Fort Worth.
And tell us a little bit about Southwestern's business, if you would.
Well, Southwestern, we're 100% single-family, new construction, mainly production work, middle to better-end homes. You know, we really focus on relationship, customer relationships, long-term relationships. Bill McAdden, our owner, he's built his entire business around transparency relationships with our customers.
Talk about your growth rate, because I know you're experiencing pretty strong growth.
Well, since I've been there and even before then, the organization's had double-digit growth for the last 5 or 6 years in a row. You know, with that comes its own growing pains. So we've rebuilt the whole organization from a facility. We just opened a new design studio in May of this year, and we took our old studio, demoed it, made it new offices. We've redone our warehouse, all kinds of things to prepare for what we think is still a good 3 or 4 year run.
So the single-family builder sector is not growing double digits. I know it's growing probably single high digits, but so why do you think you're growing faster than the market?
Well, I think that Dallas-Fort Worth is unique right now. We have a lot of corporate relocations. Latest I've seen, it's the number one market for single-family starts. It's past Houston now, and we have not been hit nearly as hard on the energy side. So part of it is just good timing, being in the right market. So the other thing is just I think over the builders that we do business with, that long-term relationship is paying off. As they're growing their business, we're growing with them organically.
All right, so you have certain customers that you service, and their business is growing fast.
That's correct. There's definitely two or three. They drove our business over the last 2 years, and it's the timing there. It's a big land position right now in Dallas-Fort Worth. So whoever's got the land and gets it ready in time, it's been a real good market to be in. So a lot of it is just a blessing, for sure.
All right, we're at this Bridgeway Interactive meeting, and some people that may not know this organization very well, they build several tools that make what you do at the design centers make it run better, right?
That's correct. Bridgeway does several things for us. They designed our own website. They help us with care and maintenance online, tools like videos. In the studio, they have applications where it's a online product catalog, where so home buyers can go in, look at some of the items before their appointment, and get together ideas, take a style quiz. And so that is something that we're using as people use online tools more and more. The home buyers want to see stuff before they sit down there with their designer. So we're using that. You know, Jay is a close personal friend. We build our business on relationships, and he's, you know, one of the best. And so we really enjoy Bridgeway for the relationships and the people that we meet here.
Did you bring Bridgeway into Southwestern's business?
No. Bill and Terry and Chris, the other people from Southwestern that are here, they've had a relationship with Jay, I think, probably the last 10 years. So it's been a great relationship, and we learned something at every meeting through interacting with the other members, which is really one of the good parts of the conference is the downtime where you can talk to people that aren't necessarily your competitors. They're in other markets and talk about best practices.
All right, one last question. You're in the business of selling flooring to these major builders in the Dallas area. Talk a little bit about the trending, if you will, with floor covering in new construction now?
I would tell you transitional to contemporary is the biggest trend that we see. So from a flooring perspective, a lot of hardwood going in, wider widths, longer boards, and that the color of gray, of course, you've heard that over and over and over, but with new construction, it's a fresh palette that they're dealing with, and so they can build around that whole color of taupe and gray, and so very much a contemporary move going on in Dallas-Fort Worth.
So it's moved away from, because it used to be Dallas was seen as kind of a cowboy boot town, and it was real rustic. So it's a move to a more refined look now?
I definitely think that there is still some traditional builders out there, but if you look at the majors, they're pushing that transitional look. So it's not 100% modern. That's why, you know, the buzzword is transitional.
You made your living for 19 years prior to coming here in the carpet business. How is carpet doing in Dallas in the builder market?
I think carpet is pretty much lost the battle. As much floor as they're going to lose, it's now really pretty much in bedrooms. So I don't see it losing any more floor space, but we are selling better upgrades, which is good. You know, the smaller rooms, so you, just like in retail, people seem to be buying a little bit nicer carpet. It's only going in two or three bedrooms.
All right, Bob, it's good to spend time with you and catch up with what Southwestern's up to and what you've been doing. Again, been talking to Bob Burton, the Vice President at Southwestern, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.